From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. California will receive $66 million from Volkswagen to help reduce pollution. Reporter Sally Schilling explains the funds are part of a second settlement reached Wednesday related to the company's emissions cheating scandal.
The latest settlement involves another set of diesel VW vehicles found to have software that makes emissions look cleaner than they actually are. Dave Klagern with the California Air Resources Board says the state has the worst ozone problem in the country, with millions of people living in areas that far exceed national limits. He says the excess nitrous oxide, or NOx, emissions from VW's diesel engines contribute to that problem.
These cars, under worse circumstances, were emitting 40 times the NOx that is allowed in the United States and in California.
He says the settlement funds will go toward expanding the electric vehicle market and other programs that mitigate vehicle emissions. People with vehicles related to the settlement can participate in a buyback program or may be able to get free modifications to their vehicles. In Sacramento, I'm Sally Schilling.
University of California Regents will publicly discuss a blistering state audit of UC President Janet Napolitano's office for the first time today when they meet in San Francisco. Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler says regents will likely have sharp questions for both Napolitano and State Auditor Elaine Howell.
Like most governing boards, the Board of Regents has its factions. Look for some regents who have been critical of the president's office to grill Napolitano on the audit, and others loyal to her to question the auditor's methods and accuracy.
Regents are also expected to approve the system's first ever limit on non-resident student enrollment. The proposal would cap out-of-state enrollment at 18% for all campuses besides Berkeley, Los Angeles, San Diego, and Irvine. Those four campuses already enroll higher percentages of non-residents and would be grandfathered in at their existing rates. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.